It's 25 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. Now, we are celebrating the lead up to International Women's Day, and that's next month on the 8th of March 2021. And this morning's guests are all women, but one man, and I'll introduce him in a moment as well. On Spotlight, we do have the honour of connecting with and rekindling friendships of many local and migrant communities. A friend of Spotlight who wears many hats is with me in the studio. This person is someone who works at the forefront of community support across the generations. She is a solicitor at the Senior Rights Service, director of Positive Vibes Foundation, and has been involved in many local multicultural communities and services, and is the current president of the Sri Lanka Association of New South Wales. Good morning, Nalika.
Good morning, Darren.
And your last name, Padmasena?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, very good. And I understand you have your vice president on the line as well. Would you like to introduce him? You're probably better to say his name than I am.
Yep. So I have here with me Mohan Seniviratne, Mr. Mohan Seniviratne, the vice president of the Sri Lanka Association of New South Wales. Welcome, Mohan.
Thank you, Nalika.
Thank you, Mohan, for joining us this morning to talk all about the Sri Lanka Association of New South Wales. So, Nalika, can you share a bit more about the association, which I understand is quite young in its formation? Is that right?
Young in the sense, like, you know, it's 48 years old. The organization started in 1973
You know, it's as old as I am. That's the year of my birth as well, so it is not so young, but then again, I'm young at heart. Please continue.
So as patriotic international students got together with the longest living Sri Lankans in Sydney, so that's how the organisation started. And it's to provide the common and inclusive meeting ground for all Sri Lankans living in New South Wales, regardless of their cultural or other backgrounds. So the organisation aims to provide inclusive participation. Working in collaboration with all the community groups, so that's the utmost aim of the its objectives.
Now, the title is the New South Wales Sri Lanka Association. How do you manage to work with that community, the Sri Lankans, right across New South Wales? Yes. And maybe Mohan, if you like to jump in here and help the listeners understand how you help your community throughout New South Wales.
Yeah, thank you. So one of the ways we try to help the Sri Lankan community is also by representing those waves to the people that matter at the various government fora, engaging with government legislators at the three levels of government. For example, last Saturday, we had our Independence Day celebrations, where the Honourable MP for Greenway, Michelle Rowlands, she came online. Then the MLA for Riverston, Mr. Kevin Connolly, was present. The Honourable Councillor Philip Ruddick attended the Independence Day celebration, as well as Councillor Brian Tracy from Hillshire Council. So they engage with us and they can see what our aspirations are, what are the needs of society. So the other way is how we can we help the community is by getting them a forum to get together. For example, the Senior Citizens Day, which is falls this year, I think around the 8th of March. Last year we celebrated on the 20th of February, where Catherine Greiner AO, she gave the keynote speech, and we had a luncheon for celebrating the Sri Lankan seniors. Similarly, the Young Achievers Award, where we celebrate the outstanding achievements of school leavers who have excelled not only in academic achievements, but also in the community space.
Mohan, thank you for sharing how you're right across the generations, so the seniors and the youth, and congratulations to all those high achievers in the high school certificate across the Western Sydney and New South Wales. Congratulations, and those who have done hard work. Now, Nalika, we've heard a lot about the engagement. What's the sort of outcomes for your community that engagement brings? Have you some examples for our listeners this morning?
Mm-hmm. Well, coming to that, Darren's, we said, the Sri Lanka itself is a multicultural nation. We have, Sinhalese speaking, Tamil speaking, Malay, Muslims, Burger communities, living there, and also the in New South Wales as well. So bringing their different cultural and linguistic, mixture is one of the aims of the organization, to bring them into a one platform. So the outcomes are that, this is 48 years old organization. Now the community itself, it's majority are aging and also the younger population. So the programs are, currently undertaken in terms of, bringing them together, share their values, their share cultural upbringings. Our young generation who are Australian born and sometimes not had the hands-on experience of the culture itself. So the bringing the seniors and the young people together, it's a we try to build the intergenerational connections. And then the newest initiative is the Women's Network, which I'm coming to.
So the Women's Network, and that's probably a good time. Thank you for sharing about the intergenerational aspect of your community and what you do. I know there's lots to talk about with the Women's Network, so we'll have a short break here and come back and talk all about the Women's Network in the Sri Lanka Association. Mohan, please stay on the line, and everyone, we'll be back soon. Coming up, Ed Sheeran with Beautiful People here on Spotlight on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
It's 12 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren. And here in the studio with me is Nalika Padmasena, the president of the Sri Lanka Association of New South Wales, and also on the line we have the vice president, Mr. Mohan Sinivaratna. Hopefully I got that right, Mohan. Now, Nalika, tell us all about your women's association and how that's come about.
Okay. So I became the president of the Sri Lanka Association last year, 2020. There is a big, women population, and also since settling in Australia, I had the opportunity to work with a number of organisations, including Women's Health Centre. So giving the opportunity to women and get their input into the organisation was one of my, aims. Keeping that in mind, and so I had, discussions with number of young women, and, this is another aim to bring the young people into the organisation aspects. And that's how the Women's Network, idea, flourished. And what we wanted to do is Sri Lankan women's to give a forum where they can come together and discuss or engage in conversations where sometimes the topics are not, you know, very much taboo issues or very much not wanting to discuss. So giving them the safe environment and also bringing the skills and the experiences of our Sri Lankan women.
How hard, to bring. Yeah. How hard has it been in the last year with COVID in connecting and meeting as a group of women to do those sort of activities? Can you share us a bit about that?
Well, it was very difficult. Like, you know, we did not have any activities last year, but we were managed to, you know, be creative in making the, you know, we ran since March until now, like, and it's still continuing, an online gathering. Both seniors as well as, you know, everyone in the community. So this online gathering is available for people to meet and discuss, talk, various topics. So it's a weekly sessions we are running for them to come together. And also we, not only the Sri Lanka Association, but also the other organizations got together to set up the Sri Lankan Support Network. So where we engage not only the international students, but also the women, seniors, other people who are affected by COVID and the pandemic to support each other. So we, one of the you know, the proudest things I can share is the network of people who are actually trying to support each other in finding employments and you know, giving support, etc.
Now, Mohan, you've been listening very intently there on the line, and thank you. As Vice President of the Association, how do you support the Women's Network? Do you get involved directly? Can you share a little bit about how you support the organisation in that way?
Well, I do supporting, as far as the Women's Network is concerned, there are very capable ladies in our committee who are heading it aside from Nalika. So in this particular aspect, I do have a supporting role in supporting whatever requirements, whatever Nalika or the committee thinks that I need to support, help the Women's Network. So I just joined the committee this year, so I haven't had the opportunity to do one like Nalika. So in this case, yeah, it's early days.
Well, thank you very much for supporting the women in this regard of the Sri Lankan community. Now, Nalika, I understand you have a great event coming up in conjunction with International Women's Day, mm-hmm. and it's coming up on the 7th of March. Can you share a bit more about this fantastic event? I've got information in front of me, but I want to hear it from you.
Yeah. So the Sri Lankan Women's Network, the initial idea and the launch we planned for last March, 5th of March last year, but because of the pandemic, like, you know, everything postponed. So we're lucky to, you know, now to proceed with the event on the day before the International Women's Day, the 7th of March, from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock at Fiddler Mercue, Rousseau. I am also very proud to announce that our chief guest is Her Excellency Margaret Beasley, AOQC, the Governor of New South Wales. And also the mayor of Hills Shire, Dr. Michelle Byrne.
Michelle's a great friend of Alive 9.5 and Spotlight, and it's great to hear that she's supporting that yeah. event. I understand the dress code is shades of purple. Why purple?
Yes. Well, the purple is, it's a women's colour. It's a theme colour of the International Women's Day. And also I thought, like, you know, the purple is, it's a calming color. So the shades of purple means, like, you know, it will give a nice environment
now,
for
this
the
night
event.
Might be a naughty question, but do you find purple easy to wear yourself? Do you have a nice purple dress?
I do. Well, I made a nice candy and sari for the event.
Wonderful. Now, I understand it's a popular event and the tickets are $50. Is it sold out already? Or
it is. Yeah, it is actually a sold out event at the moment. Because the capacity of the hall is 220, but because of the COVID rules, the current capacity is 100. So the 100 tickets are now last week it's all sold out. So we are hoping to hear the premier's announcement this Friday. Hopefully, we might be able to have more seats available.
That would be great. We're listening for that announcement as well, which means we can probably have two guests in the studio and not have one. And in this case, we've Mohan on the line. And you've been listening very intently there, Mohan. Do you have any parting thoughts before we finish up this interview this morning?
Yeah, I would like to also point out earlier on, I spoke about how we are contributing to the Australian society, but also I would like to point out to your listeners how the Sri Lanka Association and the other community organizations contributed to Sri Lankan society in Sri Lanka when a national calamity occurred in 2000, the Boxing Day tsunami. So when we heard about it, I was also part of that organization's. I was the vice president of the Sinhalese Cultural Forum, and we all got together and we collected over $375,000 and was able to resurrect, repair, construct houses and other facilities. So that's kind of it's a two-way process. I just wanted to remind and give that perspective also.
That's fantastic. That $375,000, thank you. That's very much a lot. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being on the line with us this morning, Mohan. And Nalika, just any parting thoughts as we go out?
Well, since Mohan mentioned that, so with the Women's Network, as well as the other collaborative engagements of the organization, we're actually having conversations with the Blacktown City Council in terms of Sister Cities program. So, we are hoping to establish some programs that connecting both is Australia and Sri Lanka and the community in Australia too.
That sounds very exciting. Thank you for being with us this morning, Nalika, and thank you, Mohan. And I wish you both a great day.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you very much.
Alive 90.5.